For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, April the 7th. This is the first full week of April. Still in March, last week at this time. Good to have you with us today. We've got two topics. We're going to talk about River City Habitat for Humanity. We have Kelly Smith with us. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Kelly, for having me again.
This is Monday, the 7th of April. You've got a big event coming up on April the 12th. That is.
We do. It's this Saturday. It's our 20th anniversary Family Fun Run for Homes.
The 20th anniversary?
It is. It's the 20th anniversary of the sale of the first Habitat house in Jefferson City.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're excited. And when we say fun run, it is not competitive. We're using the word run, but it's walk, skip, jump,
whatever you,
you know,
do.
Whatever. Yes. So however you want to do it, you just come on out. It's $25.
That's the fun part of it.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. So you can register. It's $25. And then if you register as soon as you can, there are some t-shirts available. And you can come register that day. We just can't guarantee
that you get a t-shirt.
Right.
But you know what? If you want to go do it, even if you don't get a t-shirt, what
right.
the heck? You make a $25 donation
that's
to
right.
River City Habitat for Humanity.
Correct. Yeah.
And how much are you hoping that you're going to raise with this?
We're hoping to raise $10,000 is our hope. And we're getting close to that now. And so we're hoping to get over 10. We're going to have, after the fun run, we're going to have lunch provided by Hy-Vee, and then we're going to have magic show and kids games for family stuff. So we're trying to get the younger families in town engaged in Habitat's ministry and what we're doing.
Yeah.
So people can bring their kids out and they can have hot dogs and then play the games or space painting, the magic show and all that stuff.
Okay.
After.
So really it's not just a morning event. It's a morning
right.
and afternoon event.
Correct.
And it's all to raise money for Habitat for Humanity. You were telling me River City Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You got five houses going right now?
We do. We have five houses going in Jefferson City, and we just dedicated and sold our 83rd local house. And when we did that, we sent our tithe to build houses overseas as well. Every time we sell a house in Jefferson City, we build houses overseas. So we dedicated the house, our 83rd, and then we built houses in Malawi and Nepal as well for that.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah.
That's just absolutely beautiful. So mark it on your calendar.
Yep.
This coming Saturday,
right.
the River City Habitat for Humanity Fun Run, April the 12th, starting at what time?
The actual run walk starts at 10:30.
10:30. So what time should people start showing up?
9 and 9:30 if they didn't pre-register.
Okay.
And if they're registered to run, if they come around 10 or so, they should be fine.
Okay. And people want more information, where do they go?
Easiest thing is rivercityhabitat.org.
Thank you. Kelly
Thank
Smith,
you.
Always a pleasure to have
Thank
you here.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to keep this whole segment down Jeff City because we turn now to Capital City players. Steve Nelson.
Hi, Paul.
Good to have you here.
Thanks
Steve.
For having us.
And you're here to talk about Lend Me a Tenor.
Lend Me a Tenor, a very funny show. After this long winter we've had, people may need to get out and laugh, and this is the perfect
I
show
hope
for
so.
That.
it's been a winter that you don't laugh a whole lot about
that's
with
right.
this cold
that's
that we've
right.
had.
This is a very funny show, and good cast of talented actors, and we're looking forward to presenting it.
Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about the show.
Well, the show, and I did the show when I was a much younger man back in the mid-90s, played one of the leads in it, and I'm co-directing it this year with Rob Krause
Capital
City Players. And the show is about a world-famous tenor who comes to the Cleveland Opera House in 1934, and due to a stomach ailment, he takes some pills to let him relax along with some wine, and it knocks him out, and they mistakenly think he's dead, and so they have to get another tenor in there to take his place and impersonate him, and it's one of those door-slamming comedies mistaken identity, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of zany characters.
It Lend Me a Tenor. Now, normally you run 2 weeks, but because of Easter...
I think because of Easter this year, we're doing this show, and those who are used to going, we're just doing it for five performances in 1 week, Wednesday the 23rd through Sunday the 27th.
Okay.
And that Sunday is the usual Sunday matinee performance.
Right, right. But now you're still doing the dinners, right?
That's right.
So on Wednesday, April 23rd, Thursday the 24th, Friday the 25th, Saturday the 26th, right. At what time?
Come for dinner at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And then the show will start around 7:30. Delicious dinner. All for the dinner and theater is $35 ticket.
Yeah, and then Sunday you have the matinee and people show up at what time?
12:30. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can show up 30 minutes before if you want. Yeah. The door's open.
And it's so nice because you go in and there's a lot of camaraderie. You sit at these tables and maybe you know the people you're dining with, maybe you don't, but you get to make friends with a lot of people.
I've gone to a number of shows and sat at a table where I didn't know people, and after that you get to know them and you're friends. It's a great environment, and we serve a meal and coffee and tea after, and if you drink adult beverages, you can bring those in with you.
Okay, your adult beverages.
Yeah.
if you want your own wine, right. You can bring that with
That's
you.
That's right.
Now, it takes two people to direct it. You and Rob Krause
That's right.
are directing together.
Yeah, well, Rob's getting old, you know, and he can't. No, actually, he's working on Les Mis, which is a huge production. Yeah, huge production, and he was a little concerned that might interfere. That's this summer, but it might interfere with
this. So he's starting to work on Les Miserables right now?
Right now, because it's such a big production. And so he asked me to come in and help him when he couldn't be, if and when he couldn't be there. So
yeah. Okay. It's not because he's getting older.
No. well, he is, but that's a whole nother story.
All right. But when does Les Miserables open?
Well, you know, I should have asked him that. It's this, I want to say June, but I could be wrong.
Okay, sometime this summer.
Yeah.
But we'll have him on.
Yeah.
Before then to talk about it. But again, if you want to go see Lend Me a Tenor, remember it normally you run 2 weeks,
right.
two weekends, but it's only one weekend.
Right.
It will be April 23rd through the 27th, the evening shows, and then Sunday, the matinee.
Right.
Okay. At 12:30
is when we start eating.
Okay. Yeah. When you look at that show, the production in that show, what is the one aspect that jumps out at you that says, if you want to tell somebody, you really got to come and see this show because
of all of the quick movement. And it's one of those door-slamming comedies. We have a small set that has about six doors on it, and people come in and out of those doors.
How many people are in the cast?
There's eight people.
Eight people in the cast.
Yep.
And is it a difficult production to direct?
No, it's so far it's been running smoothly, but we're just in the blocking stage movement portion of it.
So it may
change. See when they get the when they get the script out of their hands, it may change. Yeah.
Hopefully none of the doors will fall off. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming by.
Thank
we appreciate
you, Paul.
It. All right, mark it on your calendar, April 27th through the 23rd through the 27th, and don't forget the Fun Run Habitat. River City Habitat for Humanity this coming Saturday, April the 12th. Tomorrow, we've got Andrea Shelton on, City of Columbia. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you would like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.